We Are Idaho features Idahoans from all walks of life telling their story in their own words. In the 1800s, many immigrants from China moved to Idaho and the West Coast following railroad and mining jobs. Sam Hui is a descendant of early miners in Idaho, and this spring, he helped put together a memorial honoring the contributions of Chinese railway laborers out west. Today, Hui shares his story of growing up in Idaho, working in his family's restaurant, and learning about his heritage.
My mother's maiden name is Louis, and the Louis have been in Idaho since probably the 1870s. My name is Sam Hui. I moved to Boise, Idaho in 1972. I was born in Hong Kong. The Louis first came here for mining through the Chinese Exclusion Act of 1882. The Chinese weren't allowed to even own property in Boise. After they quit mining, they went into Chinese restaurants because most of the Chinese here couldn't speak English, and that was an easy trade to get into, an easy business to get into. My family owned a Chinese restaurant called Nam King Restaurant. We owned it for 38 years. We didn't start ours until 1978. It was not an easy life. You live there if you own a restaurant. We didn't get to go to like school dances or play sports because we were always at the restaurant. I graduated from Bora High School in 1984. I learned absolutely nothing about my own heritage here, and I didn't know how rich it was until, you know, probably the last 10 years. Boise and Idaho in particular is a rich cultural, you know, amalgam of all these, you know, different races coming, immigrating from all these different countries, but you never hear about the Chinese. You know, it's just kind of sad that, you know, there's really no relics of the old Chinese in Boise anymore. None of the buildings, none of the businesses are left anymore. You know, when I was a child, pretty much all the Chinese families here knew each other, or we were related somehow. And we were pretty much all in the Chinese restaurant business back then. And, you know, a lot of those families are dying off or have moved away. So that's definitely changed in the last 10 or 20 years. So hopefully going forward, something may be built or what have you for, you know, the Chinese that have been here before Idaho even became a state. By me, you know, putting my money where my mouth is, you know, like I'm just kind of doing my little part to keep that going for future generations. I don't want it to be forgotten in any way.